Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to Season 2, Episode 80 of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am Avalon, your mindful cheerleader, your mindfulness mentor, your mindfulness coach. Yeah! You hear the crowds go wild, right? Welcome to another episode of Mindful Motivation and Everyday Inspiration. Getting you to think about things in the moment, being mindful and a little different. If you haven't taken time to share what you've learned and the links with your friends, do it today so that you can enlighten somebody about your journey and what you are learning. Because don't we just all want to get along? Our video today, it's a calming waterfall. It's a little waterfall, but it is a waterfall that I found on one of my walks. And our thought that goes with this waterfall is time flows on. When you listen to it, you will hear birds just singing happily, tweeting loudly, communicating to each other. As we watch the water, and you can hear it much softer below the music. And we think about how time flows on. Just like that waterfall, something that can be so mesmerizing is to watch water, particularly waterfalls and water in nature, looking for little life in it. Maybe it's worms, maybe it's fish, maybe it's the birds splashing about to enjoy. And it's a mark of time. And in our mindfulness journey, that is what we want to do, is we want to mark time in moments. We want to be as aware of the moment as we can be. Aware of our emotions, aware of ourselves, our being, aware of the people who are around us, what they're feeling, and communicating. The rawness of humanity in so many places has been a little diminished, meaning we're sitting in front of our electronics, and we are wrapped into sometimes an imaginary world of movies, shows, and stories that, well, they're not completely imaginary. They've come to fruition since somebody's thoughts and somebody's actual inspiration of something that happened to them in their life. And sometimes it's the raw emotion. But I'm talking about getting in front of people and being a community. When you go to places that aren't all Western culturized, where people are eating meals together, when they're sitting outside, cooking, living, breathing, drinking, depending on one another as a community, versus just hurrying off to the local store, gathering and hunting for the things they need, versus hunting and gathering in their own space, in their own yard, eating the things that are near them. Maybe you do. Maybe you live off the earth differently, and it's not all about the shops. And maybe you don't. But what does this have to do with time flows on? Well, when you're not experiencing life for yourself and you're sitting in front of those electronics, time is passing you by. Do you look at someone who's sitting on a couch for hours at a time or playing games on their cell phone for hours at a time as living their best life? Maybe for moments at a time. Yes, this is all I've wanted to do. I've worked so hard. This is all I want to do with the rest of my life. Is it? Wouldn't you want to experience people in person? because time is not waiting. I'm sure you have heard that statement before. Time waits for no one. And that includes us. Time will trickle forth. How are you going to grasp it? How are you going to take life into your own hands and enjoy it? When is the last thing you have done? What is the last thing you have done for yourself? And when is the last time you did it? Truly, purely finding time, finding it. Isn't that an interesting statement? When someone wants to meet up with you, let me see if I can find some time. Time is here in front of us. Time is in constant existence. We don't have to find it. It's here. It's taking it and taking full advantage of it. What are the important things to you in life? If you love work, that's great. It is great when you love the things that you're doing. I don't even think, for me personally, of work as work. I think of it as a grand hobby. It's something I'm doing when I'm not spending with my family. When I'm not spending that precious time with my family, I am doing my hobby. I have always looked at it that way. Because if I had to get up and work every day, I would just be in bed all day. I'd call in sick again. Mom, can you write me another note? But if you can't look at it like that, my question is, what is the point of doing it? If you are not enjoying these things, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your time? If you would rather be spending time with family, then don't find the time. Just do it. Call somebody up and say, hey, are you free now? Nope. Okay, then go on that phone list. When is the last time you've spent time with your parents? Sometimes people have difference of opinion and different views. Put those things aside to spend times with the ones that you love. Learn from those things. Use your time wisely. Because you have it. You have it right here, right now. And I thank you for spending this time with me. Because I know your time is precious. All of our time is precious. That's why that person, when you're driving, won't get out of the way. They don't realize how precious your time is. Yes, all of our time is precious. Each and every one of us. We have things to do, people to see, hugs to be hugged, and love to be loved. What will you do the next time you have scheduled time, free time? How will you make the best use of it? Do you like to schedule all your time? Because time is going forward. You wake up and you're 6 or 7 years old. You wake up, you're 16 and 17. You wake up, you're 26, 27. And you keep waking up. And some days, and some days, yay. If you could look back on your life and grasp a hold of that time again, what would you grasp? And that gives you a definition of how precious your life is and how precious your time is. So as time flows forth, go with it. Grab it. Enjoy it, love it, be it, be in this moment and have many more happy moments and share your journey with others. My friends, I am Avalon, and I hope you have a magnificent day. And thank you for spending your time with me.